I'm not recording in the porch tonight. I'm actually in my office. It's Wednesday, so that means it's Burning Wheel night. So I'm just getting a few things ready before we sit down. So I want to talk about a few things, though, before that happened. I haven't been reading as much as I wanted to the last couple months. I wanted to get to a process of, reading, like, a novel every 2 weeks, and last month I've been taking a break from it. So I'm starting another one up, and I'm starting up one that is becoming, kind of popular nowadays. Well, it was popular before, but it's the, Song of Fire and Ice series, specifically the first book, Game of Thrones. Last year, my wife just fell in love with the series, the HBO original series, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, something about it just didn't click with me. You know, it's just, I liked the episode I watched the first one, but it didn't really draw me in to watch the series. And my wife completely indulged in it, loved it, and proceeded to buy all the books and just absolutely have a great time. And, I don't know, I always hesitant to read the books. Not sure why. It could be that I don't really read much when it comes to high fantasy nowadays, or fantasy in general nowadays. I tend to stick mostly to sci-fi or, well, urban fantasy, but not really, you know, kind of the knights in shining armor and dragons type of thing much. Which is funny, because, you know, the Burning Wheel campaign I'm getting ready to play is very much a high fantasy knights and shining armor and dragons. So, I guess seeing a trailer for the second season got me thinking about the book series. And I wanted something to pick up, something to start, and it seemed like a good idea. And I suppose it's a good thing, too, especially since I'm doing the edits on a sci-fi novel to be reading fantasy. You know, it means that setting elements shouldn't be slipping in too much. And, you know, Martin's a pretty good writer from what I've read so far of the novel. I can definitely see learning some of his stuff if I pay attention to his writing style and, you know, figure out why things work as I'm reading. I can learn a few things, I think. So, actually, mostly what I'm thinking about right now. The abstaining from game thing continues on. The only games I'm playing nowadays are, you know, on my phone, about maybe 10 minutes a day, withdraw something. Other than that, I'm pretty much, you know, not playing any video games. Unfortunately, I'm not doing as much writing as I want to do. I'm finding the internet is quite a distraction without games. I still get some work in. I'm 6,000 words, I believe, so far into the novel rewrite. Which is behind schedule, for sure. But at least I'm getting it done. But I do need to catch up a bit. What I'm going to have to start doing is I'm going to have to start, like, I don't know, 9:30 every night, just turn on the laptop, sit out on the porch, or sit out in the dining room, turn off the Wi-Fi for the laptop, and dig in. The lure to sit on Skype and chat with people and discuss the RPs, discuss projects, just blab and talk about stuff is really strong. And turning off the internet's going to be one of the requirements I'm going to need to do if I'm going to get this done on time. As I said, I am behind, so I should be further along. Since my goal of being in the 15th, I, you know, talked about last week. So, getting on that. But I still do really good at it at lunch. That's actually what I did. The 11,000 words I did today were pretty much all at lunch. Spending time with my wife in the evening took up most of the rest of my time, just talking and chatting and watching a little TV with her. And now it's 9:50 and I got 10 minutes till Burning Wheel starts. And that'll take me over until the rest of the night until I head to bed at 1. I guess this is where I say first world problems. I guess. It's a matter of breaking habits. A matter of breaking what my mind sees as tradition. I go online to be social. I go online to be distracted. I use this computer to escape. That's one of the reasons I bought the laptop in the first place, was to use it as a means of stepping away from this particular computer, because this particular computer is a major distraction for me. You know, I have this constant thing of, you know, where's this website go? Where's this website go? Where's this website go? And the laptop is free of that. It's one of the reasons I can get stuff done while I'm at work. I mean, yeah, I have games on the laptop. I have, you know, some old SNES emulators on there, but besides that, there's nothing on there, and I haven't loaded those particular programs since, like, November of last year, so. It's one of those things. I just need to get more devoted to it, more dedicated. I'm doing a good job in terms of certain projects, like, you know, this is one of those projects I'm getting better at. What I need to do is, on the nights I don't record something, I need to write something, I need to blog something, and I'm going to try to do that tonight with working on the Burning Wheel campaign. I'm going to try to, you know, when it's not me, when it's not focused on my character, I'm going to try to, I don't know, just work on writing an article. See how well I do. Maybe I'll be great at it, maybe I'll suck at it, but I'll at least get something out there, which is kind of the goal. Even with a short little piece, I mean, my blog post was tiny and, you know, 300 to 500 words. Not even really enough to be flash fiction, and the topics vary, so I don't know. I'll find a way to distract myself and not distract myself. I'll find a way to focus myself on doing that side writing. I should note, I don't consider writing blog posts as part of my goal this year to 366,000 words. I don't know if I'm going to get that goal because I'm about 70,000 words behind. Actually, the other day I was looking at the file and I was noticing I was supposed to be at 100,000 words already. And I literally just reached 30,000. So I'm somewhere beyond that now, but I'm still not quite where I need to be. Like I said, though, if I can get this novel ready and complete by the 15th of May, then I should be almost on track to doing 1,000 words a day of fiction. Of fiction. I should note that, as I said, the blog posts don't count. But I do need to write them. I do need to get to the habit of that. Because this communication we're having right now, and the blog posts I do, that's all part of the networking I need to do as a professional. That's that word. I need to do as a professional writer to stay connected to an audience. You know, nowadays, people want to know a little bit more of your, not necessarily your private life, but they want to know that you're people. You know, I love listening to Nathan Lowell or Scott Sigler just talk about what they're doing. I don't want to hear about the private details of their life. If we were friends, yeah, sure. But I like hearing their opinions and thoughts on things. Things that aren't necessarily just about writing. I like having that relationship with them. And it's a one-way relationship, and I understand that. You know, it's like if anybody listening to this, you know, who didn't know me personally, you know, talk to me. I would talk back, but you would have a different opinion of our relationship values than, you know, I would of you. It's just like with Nathan Lowell to me, or, you know, Scott Sigler to me. You know, I'm a fan of theirs. I hear them in my head every day almost, Or at least once a week when it comes to Scott. You know, so there's a certain... I'm rambling over this, but George Robb had a really good article about this a few... podcast episode about this a few weeks ago, and you should probably check that out. I will see if I can find the episode, but I don't know if I'll be able to. It depends on how he did his tags, but I'll link it if I can. But it basically summed up as, you know, podcasting and the audience in it gives a certain type of relationship. And the podcasters to you is a different relationship than you to the podcaster. What I have from my listeners is a certain opinion that they have of me, and I don't have one of them because I don't know them. And it's similar to how I feel of Nathan Lowell and the other podcasters I listen to, other writers I listen to. I have a certain opinion about them that may or may not be true because it's all based on that one-sided relationship. So, I'm rambling, which means it's time to hang up. So, that said, I'm going to go ahead and get this ready. I will post it to go out Thursday morning, so if you're hearing it then, woohoo. And, you know, we'll see how the future goes, okay? So, status updates coming in the future. Take care.